Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking gelato, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Now it's time for Soundbite of the Week. We play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, and then you get a chance to vote for which one you think should be the Soundbite of the Week. Now, picking Soundbite of the Week is very simple. You choose it for your own reasons. You may like it, you may dislike it, you may find it funny, remarkable, memorable, whatever your reasons may be. We want to know what they are, so you email us with a vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can call us with your vote, because phone callers get top priority in the voting. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Tell us who you are, which one you're voting for, and why. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one this week, Pastor Peter Bender on your father versus our father.
I think I would take them back to that Luke 11 passage where Jesus says, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. You say, yeah, my father was evil. He didn't give me good gifts at all. Well, through him you received life. But then that passage goes on to say, how much more will your heavenly Father not give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And what Jesus is underscoring there is that our Father in heaven receives his identity not from our sinful earthly fathers whose loves fail, but rather he receives his identity from his own nature. God is love, free, unconditional, selfless, self-giving love, so great that it moved him to sacrifice his own son in love for us and for our salvation, that we might know that we always have a heavenly Father in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior, who will never abandon us, never fail us, never turn his face away from us, and one to whom we can always cry out in every time of need.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Or email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Jeff Hemmer during our pastor's roundtable, answering a common objection to more frequent communion.
A lot of times you hear people opposed to a more frequent reception of the Lord's Supper by saying, if we have communion more frequently, it will mean less. And I want to say to people, the Lord's Supper doesn't mean anything, but it does something. It forgives your sins. It gives you the very life that Christ wants you to have. Just like the heart in a human body is what beats and pumps blood, it's the source of life for the body, so the Lord's Supper is like the beating heart of the Christian life. It's our source of life.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Will Whedon talking about the petition, Forgive Us Our Trespasses. He has a very interesting insight on praying for forgiveness.
Do you get it? Your neighbor sins against you, irritates the daylights out of you, and you take up the Lord's Prayer, and you pray for them, and you pray for their forgiveness. And when you do that, you have the confidence and assurance that your sins are wiped out before God, because only people who live in divine forgiveness can give out this forgiveness. It's the exact opposite of the way that our natural way of thinking is. When we forgive, we are actually confessing by that act that our sins have been forgiven before God in heaven. And that can comfort us and set us at peace. We are, as Christian people, called to live in the forgiveness of sins, both of ours and us passing it on to others. He wants to forgive others through us too. Listen to it again in the light of what we just talked about. Forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and we may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. No sin's able to frighten or alarm the person who lives in forgiveness, because they know that their sins are wiped out. They know that and experience it in their prayer and blessing of those who have wronged them.
That's soundbite number three. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number four is Dr. Lawrence White on We Aren't Called to Be Effective.
All of the statistics and so on and so forth become very self-gratifying. And, of course, self is the operative word here. But what we've done once again is turned away from the humbling biblical message that building the kingdom is God's work, and that it can ultimately not be quantified or measured by human beings, but that we are left to trust in God, to recognize the fundamental truth that outcomes are not our responsibility and are not under our control. We're not called by God to be successful. We're called by God to be faithful and to trust that when we are faithful to Him and the promises of His Word, He'll take care of the outcome. But boy, we don't like that. It is humbling, and it puts us in our place. But like Moses at the burning bush, we need to be reminded constantly, whether this is going to work or not is not your problem. Don't do it because you think it's going to be effective. Oh, how I hate that word in the church. Do it because God told you to do it, and leave the outcome to Him.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Lawrence White, on why we aren't called to be effective but faithful. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Here are your choices. Soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender on Your Father versus Our Father, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number two, Pastor Jeff Hemmer answering an objection, a common objection to more frequent communion, 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon on praying for forgiveness. Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Lawrence White on We Aren't Called to Be Effective, 1-877-623-6943. It's time to vote, and this break is a great time to vote as well. Phone callers get top priority with the votes. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. And the best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pen. 1-877-623-6943. Your votes after this.
All right, so you missed your congregation's budget deadline, or your congregation turned down your request to join the Issues Etc. 300. Well, there's still a way to add your church to the Issues Etc. 300. Now, anyone who pledges $1,000 to Issues Etc. in the next year will add their congregation to the Issues Etc. 300. We'll promote your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc., and we'll publicize your congregation to the world.
These days, value affords me a new attitude. It lets me appreciate that I can start my day with more than a $6 cup of coffee, and that I officially have permission to skip dinner out to spend time talking with my family over Casserole Inn. Concordia Publishing House offers Christian products that help me focus on what matters most. Visit any of the three Concordia bookstores downtown, in Kirkwood, and on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton, or shop online at cph.org and find out what a new value attitude looks like in your life.
Putting Christ back into Christian radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House. Email 10 friends the latest Issues Etc. YouTube video, and we'll register you to win a gift certificate from Concordia Publishing House. We'll announce the winner on August 28th. Just go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, copy and paste the video's embed code into an email, send it to 10 friends, relatives, or fellow parishioners. Be sure to send a carbon of your email with your name and address to talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell 10 friends about Issues Etc. and tune in on Friday, August the 28th to find out if you're the winner of a $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House. Go to issuesetc.org, click promote, and send the Issues Etc. YouTube video to your friends. We want to hear from you on Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon, August the 14th. We're back live with you playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You've heard the four sound bites. Now it's time for you to vote. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. Let's go to Illinois first, where Scott is waiting on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. You've got me torn between Lawrence White and Jeff Hemmer, because I see them dealing with roughly the same question, namely, does God do anything? Hemmer deals with that question in terms of whether the Lord's Supper is the sacrament of the altar or a little memorial meal that we put on. White strikes at the heart of the matter, dealing with the question of what we unprofitable servants, quote-unquote, do in the work of the kingdom. It's a deist that says that God is there, but we have to do all of his work. It's a Christian that says that God has done everything for us in Christ, and that's why I'm voting for soundbite number four with Lawrence White.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. Good reason there as well. He's really thinking this through. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org. This vote comes from Linda in Houston, Texas. I vote for Dr. Lawrence White, my pastor, for Soundbite of the Week. Dr. White is a great speaker and leads the best church in Houston. I really enjoy listening to your program. You cover a wide range of topics that are interesting and informative. Also, you have the best bumper music. You make me proud to be a Lutheran. Hope that you are planning to come to Houston next year for the LCMS convention. You should come to Our Savior to visit. I don't know if we're going to the LCMS convention. I seriously doubt we'd be welcome there as an official part of it, but who knows? Houston isn't that far away. We might make a trip down there. I want to see Our Savior Lutheran Church. I've heard it is a spectacular and deeply liturgical church. Love to see the place and meet Dr. White again. We've met before several times. It's always nice to see him again. Thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Houston. Kimberly says, I'm voting for soundbite number four. As I heard the statement made by Dr. White, I felt myself exhale a huge sigh of relief as I am once again reminded of my place and God's place. Thank you very much, Kimberly. The next vote is for soundbite number two. That would be Pastor Jeff Hemmer answering an objection to more frequent communion. Let's see. Darren in Garland, Texas says, wow, really a tough call this week, but I'm going to vote for Pastor Hemmer on more frequent communion. On a wide variety of subjects, I need to be continually reminded that it's not about me. And Pastor Hemmer's comment exposes that error yet again. Thank you very much. This is a soundbite for, this is a vote for soundbite number four, Dr. Lawrence White from Dustin in Kendallville, Indiana. That's the first time we've ever heard from Kendallville, Indiana. I vote for soundbite number four, Dr. Lawrence White. Today, in pop Christianity, pastors act as statisticians rather than bearers of the gospel. The gospel message is replaced by the marketing messages of society. God calls the church to preach Christ and Him crucified for sinners, not to preach sinners for themselves. Dustin, thank you very much. Right. We preach Christ, not the Christian. Very insightful. David in West Virginia said, I wish someone had told me years ago that Dr. White, what Dr. White says in soundbite number four, what a liberating idea. We can work faithfully before God rather than look for a particular outcome. Is God building the church? He is when word and sacraments are faithfully administered. It doesn't matter if there's a big building, a hard-hitting praise band, a really good cappuccino machine, or a Hawaiian t-shirt. What matters is the Lord of the universe is operating according to his plan, doing his will. Dave, thank you for listening in West Virginia. Here's a vote from Paul in Milwaukee. Sound bites on evangelism and communion are important, but offer no new valid insight. Had Pastor Whedon's concept of the kingdom of forgiveness been used, I might have voted for it. Pastor Bender, for me, broke new ground defining the father-son Christian relationship. I wish he had said more. Well, we call them sound bites for a reason. We try and keep them short. I wish he'd said more. The church makes too much of human father analogies here, perhaps. Voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender. By the way, if you want to hear the entire interviews, these are all at our website, issuesetc.org. Click on demand. We just take little bites out of them. Bob in Milton, Florida votes for soundbite number two, Pastor Jeff Hemmer answering an objection for more frequent communion. Our adult Bible class is studying the issue of weekly communion right now. The catechesis that you have provided during these past interviews with Kenneth Whiting and were instrumental in shaping our discussions. This soundbite is one that will definitely come up in church this Sunday. Once again, your pastor's roundtables result in a winning soundbite. Bob, thanks for listening in Florida. And this vote is from Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. Tough choices this week. I'm drawn to both the even-numbered soundbites for their focus on God being the doer of the verbs within the church. While Pastor Hemmer's response regarding objections to more frequent use of the sacrament of the altar resonate with me quite well, I will have to vote for Dr. Lawrence White on why we aren't called to be effective because of its broader implication for the life of the church, even including the reception of the Lord's Supper. The gospel readings for this past Sunday, finishing up this coming Sunday, would be a good example. Jesus starts out with 5,000 men that he fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then he moves the congregation away from the burbs and back into the inner city across the sea to Capernaum. While John doesn't tell us how many made it across the sea to hear the bread of life discourse, it would seem a somewhat smaller crowd. And even if it were 20%, that would still be only 1,000 people, writes Michael. By the time Jesus is done and our pericope ends in John 6:69, the crowd has left because this is a hard saying, who can understand it? And we are left with only the 12. How would that sit with the proponents of being an effective church? But from those 12 who confessed you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, God has grown his visible church to billions of saints. Good thinking, Michael. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Strasbourg. Elaine in Canada says, Pastor Wilkin, I voted for Dr. Lawrence White's soundbite because it addresses the struggle in the church today so beautifully. Leave the outcome to God and his word, and results will be forthcoming without our effort. Thank you very much, Elaine. Josh in St. Louis says, I vote for soundbite number two. We should have sermons less often so that they don't lose their meaning. We shouldn't pray the Lord's Prayer every week because it might lose its meaning. We shouldn't confess our sins every week because it might lose its meaning. Those statements sound silly to our ears, but hear this often regarding the Lord's Supper. If you ask me, it's irrational and impious. Thank you very much, Josh. Right. If we think, okay, this is a good point. If we think that the Lord's Supper is only a memorial meal, made what it is by what we do and what we remember, then of course we wouldn't want to do it very often at all because it would be robbed of all of its specialness. But if we believe that the Lord's Supper as it is in fact God at work, whether we think it's special, whether we feel it's special or not, then of course how could we want it less often? The winner this week is soundbite number four, Dr. Lawrence White, on why we aren't called to be effective.
All of the statistics and so on and so forth become very self-gratifying. And of course, self is the operative word here. But what we've done once again is turned away from the humbling biblical message that building the kingdom is God's work and that it can ultimately not be quantified or measured by human beings, but that we are left to trust in God, to recognize the fundamental truth that outcomes are not our responsibility and are not under our control. We're not called by God to be successful. We're called by God to be faithful and to trust that when we are faithful to Him and the promises of His Word, He'll take care of the outcome. But boy, we don't like that. It is humbling, and it puts us in our place. But like Moses at the burning bush, we need to be reminded constantly, whether this is going to work or not is not your problem. Don't do it because you think it's going to be effective. Oh, how I hate that word in the church. Do it because God told you to do it, and leave the outcome to Him.
That's the winner this week for Soundbite of the Week, Soundbite number 4, Dr. Lawrence White. We aren't called to be effective. Josh, if you'd send us your email with your mailing address and a shirt size, please, we will send you an LPR bundle package. Thank you very much. It was a great vote. All the votes and everyone who played Soundbite of the Week this week, thank you. Here's an email from Sumner. It reads, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Issues Etc., a radio show here in St. Louis run on AM 1320 from 4 to 5 weekdays. LCMS Pastor Todd Wilkin is the host. He covers a variety of topics from a Christ-centered, cross-focused point of view. Right now, the topic is the Lord's Prayer, one day per petition. If you're looking at the archives, you'll find programs in each section of the Augsburg Confession, the Ten Commandments, as well as topical items facing the church today. Comes with my highest recommendation, if that means anything. He's sending the YouTube promotional video for Issues, etc., to 10 of his friends with those kind words about our program. And he sent it to the elders of his church. A very, very good idea. It doesn't have to be the elders of your church. It could be any 10 friends, family members, coworkers that you know. Send that YouTube video. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click promote. It's only a little bit more than a minute long, and it's easy to watch. Send it to 10 of your friends. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll enter your name along with Sumner's for a drawing on the 28th of August, Friday, on the air for a $100 gift certificate to Issues, etc. Hour 2 of Issues, etc. is next. We'll talk about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's upcoming churchwide assembly.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, etc. Issues, etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.